Okay, so Mum and Dad have given us a choice of three camps to go to this summer. Have you checked out the websites?
Yes, I have. They all look pretty good, and I really liked the look of Cotwell Camp. But how could I last two whole weeks with no access to my phone?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I bet that's why Mum and Dad chose it. It's so unfair. All the camps have restrictions on smartphones and personal computers, I know that. But at least Aston Camp allows you an hour before dinner, and at Bartley, you can use them any time after dinner.
Maybe we won't notice as much as we think. We'll be so busy with all those activities. There seems to be so much to do, day and night, it'll be exhausting.
You can say that again. Not to mention the study time. 3 hours every morning at all of them. English and maths at Cotwell and history at Aston. Please, I hate history. This is our summer holidays. Then at Bartley, there's another hour in the afternoon.
I thought that was optional.
So did I, but it's not.
And I've heard that the food at these camps can be horrible.
Me too. And at Aston Camp, they provide all the meals, so you don't have any choice in the matter. At least at Bartley, you don't get lunch, so you can eat what you want.
Yes, I prefer that too. Cotwell doesn't do lunch either, but it's miles from anywhere, so you're stuck with the camp shops only.
Yes, but Cotwell is right on the beach, isn't it? Just think of it. 2 kilometres of fine golden sand.
That's what they say, but you can't trust them. And Bartley is right by the beach, only a 10-minute walk, and it's all downhill.
It makes all the difference. And don't forget it's uphill going back.
Yeah, that's true. What about activities? Which do you think is best?
It's hard to say. They all have so many. Some have games and tournaments, and some have art class. And one even has swimming school.
What? So some kids can't swim?
Well, they obviously think so at Aston Camp. No, Cotwell, I think. Wait, let me check. No, it's Bartley.
Is Bartley the one where they have beach parties at night? I rather like the sound of them, don't you?
No, that's Cotwell. But they finish at 10 o'clock. At Aston Camp, the discos go on till midnight.
Now you're talking to me.
Maybe summer camp won't be so bad after all.
Now listen again.
Okay, so Mum and Dad have given us a choice of 3 camps to go to this summer. Have you checked out the websites?
Yes, I have. They all look pretty good, and I really liked the look of Cotwell Camp. But how could I last 2 whole weeks with no access to my phone?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I bet that's why Mum and Dad chose it. It's so unfair. All the camps have restrictions on smartphones and personal computers, I know that. But at least Aston Camp allows you an hour before dinner, and at Bartley, you can use them any time after dinner.
Maybe we won't notice as much as we think. We'll be so busy with all those activities. There seems to be so much to do, day and night, it'll be exhausting.
You can say that again. Not to mention the study time. 3 hours every morning at all of them. English and maths at Cotwell and history at Aston. Please, I hate history. This is our summer holidays. Then at Bartley, there's another hour in the afternoon.
I thought that was optional.
So did I, but it's not.
And I've heard that the food at these camps can be horrible.
Me too. And at Aston Camp, they provide all the meals, so you don't have any choice in the matter. At least at Bartley, you don't get lunch, so you can eat what you want.
Yes, I prefer that too. Cotwell doesn't do lunch either, but it's miles from anywhere, so you're stuck with the camp shops only.
Yes, but Cotwell is right on the beach, isn't it? Just think of it. 2 kilometres of fine golden sand.
That's what they say, but you can't trust them. And Bartley is right by the beach, only a 10-minute walk, and it's all downhill.
It makes all the difference. And don't forget it's uphill going back.
Yeah, that's true. What about activities? Which do you think is best?
It's hard to say. They all have so many. Some have games and tournaments, and some have art class. And one even has swimming school.
What? So some kids can't swim?
Well, they obviously think so at Aston Camp. No, Cotwell, I think. Wait, let me check. No, it's Bartley.
Is Bartley the one where they have beach parties at night? I rather like the sound of them, don't you?
No, that's Cotwell. But they finish at 10 o'clock. At Aston Camp, the discos go on till midnight.
Now you're talking to me.
Maybe summer camp won't be so bad after all.
That is the end of task 3.